Thanksgiving tradition, my primary topic on today's edition of Farm Time. Also wanted to mention, though, that President-elect Trump is tapping former White House aide Brooke Rollins as USDA's Ag Secretary. Rollins, an attorney who graduated from Texas A&M with an undergraduate degree in Ag Development, is a longtime Trump associate who served as White House Domestic Policy Chief during his first presidency. The nomination must be confirmed by the Senate, which will be controlled by Republicans when Trump takes office January 20th. I certainly hope you and your family enjoy Thanksgiving tomorrow. And if your family's like ours, the house will be filled with those great smells from the kitchen, which trigger memories of Thanksgiving's past, along with sounds of family members greeting each other as they arrive at mom's or the home place, some following a long drive to once again reunite the family, at least for a few hours, as the holiday season begins. Thanksgiving's a time to be together, with the normal family differences put aside, at least for one day. That's the way I was raised, as we all gathered at my grandparents' farm in Illinois, and hopefully the same for many of you in our audience, regardless of where you live. Thanksgiving at our house has always been a special holiday, and I'm sure it's yours as well. Everyone has their favorite food they want to have on the menu. Of course, extra leaves have been added to the table so everyone could eat together. Thanksgiving provides so many good memories of time spent with family members who have now gone on, conversations on more topics than you could shake a stick at, and everyone enjoying each other's company. Following the huge meal that took so long to prepare and just a few minutes to eat, some would head for the recliner or sofa to catch a nap. Some watched football games on TV, many times through closed eyes, it appeared. Others talked and talked, catching up on family news. And yes, the dishes had to be done. By the time they were, well, we started eating again on the leftovers. That was the way it seemed to be Thanksgiving after Thanksgiving for as long as I can remember. This year, your Thanksgiving may not be as it used to be. I know mine has certainly changed. But maybe you'll be able to begin a new tradition, one that will furnish memories to many for years and years, or even a lifetime. I hope you and your family enjoy the holiday tomorrow. Even though it may not seem like it at times, we have much to be thankful for. That's today's Farm Time. I'm Mike Perrine.